Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Mayer, mining analyst and partner at SP Angel. All right, John.
Yes, I'm good, thank you.
Just looking through some commodity prices here, and I see right at the bottom we've got Brent crude oil is literally down at 73.55. It's nearing. It had a little bit of a rally the last couple of days, but only from an interim low. It hit 71.54, and now it's like heading back towards that. We're seeing a lot of banking worries. Some of the banks are rolling over. They've got Barclays down 6%, Lloyd's down sort of 3.5%. This is off, you know, a couple of days of rolling over. But what it is helping, commodity-wise, is gold. Gold is just, it's trying to break that 2,000. They tried it the other day, then the UBS thing came out, and people said, okay, calm down, calm down. They've taken it over, UBS has taken over, Credit Suisse. But now, in the next couple of days, it's rallied again. It's really trying to get above 2,000, which it tried it the other day, didn't succeed, but last time it did, it was back in March 2022, so over a year ago. It's gone down from 2,000, pretty much, down to 1,632, now it's back up to 2,000. And you've got to ask the question, why gold, John?
Well, I mean, there's a credit crisis going on at the moment, and the banks are borrowing cash out of the Fed and their various sort of central banking facilities around the world because Credit Suisse has gone down. Well, it's been rescued and bailed, and of course, let's not forget, it all started with Silicon Valley Bank, and then there are others. Republic Bank and others, and possibly a few more local banks to go down. No doubt people are moving their accounts from smaller banks to bigger banks as everything moves on. Bit of a shame for smaller banks there. And the gold, you know, when you've got this sort of uncertainty and potential for chaos in financial markets, people go to gold. They don't go to Bitcoin. They don't go to some sort of Ethereum type thing. They go to gold because gold, at the end of the day, has real tangible value.
Mm. Yeah. Well, do you know what's happening at the moment? I talked about the yield curve quite a bit. I sent you a chart last week. That it was, you know, massively inverted. This is obviously the 2-year yield being higher than the 10-year yield, which shouldn't happen unless we're coming into financial crisis in some way. It went down to minus 1%, which even in previous big recessions, it's gone down to sort of minus 0.2, not a whole percentage point. Now it's starting to uninvert, and the 2-year yield is rallying because people are saying, of course, the yield rallies if the price goes down. So people are selling the 2-year bond because they're saying now there's a chance the Fed and the Bank of England will start reducing interest rates in June, July, August, or the back end of this year, because a recession is pretty much nailed on, or slowdown in the economy, and that's largely in part due to interest rates rising, but also now the banks. You know, the banks being more worried, holding onto their cash, you know, that in itself reduces, they're saying, GDP by a certain amount, because, of course, people can't loan from banks. They can't get expand their businesses. They can't take on people. They can't increase their inventories, all that stuff. So it does look like there's a big move in bonds today. It really is. They're all selling off, short-term bonds especially. So that signifies to me we may have seen the last rate hike, and now they're going to start easing because there's a problem ahead.
I think inflation is still their primary concern. And there was a very interesting program on BBC Radio 4 on Monday night. And we've in fact included the link to that in our morning note today, on what happens when inflation runs out of control. And they were highlighting the problems of the Weimar Republic. And that really does tell us why central banks and everybody should be worried about inflation. But yes, I think you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, the American government can't afford very high interest rates for a long time. Yeah. Because it has such a huge debt mountain that it has to service on an ongoing basis. And at the end of the day, I think you're also going to cause more problems in property markets. So you won't just have a banking crisis, you could also have a bit of a property crisis, although other people tell me that is less likely. You know, that we're not likely to see a repeat of what's happened with Evergrande and other massive property developers in China. They have their own problems over there, and we're not likely to suffer that. But I can't help thinking that because borrowing rates have been so low for so long in the property market, that there have to be some issues coming through there with people who have been over leveraged and where their perhaps short term fixed mortgages are coming to an end, and that's definitely a concern, because nobody wants to see more chaos in society. So at the end of the day, we're trying to cope with, well, thankfully, energy prices are coming down, oil prices are down, and today that's good because the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve has decided it's not going to start refilling the tanks at this point in time. Maybe it'll wait till next year. So so that's good because that will help to bring inflation down.
Yeah, I think it's a necessary. It's literally, like I said, the Fed have a dual mandate, you know, and that is stable prices and maximum employment. But the trouble is, prices and inflation data is quite almost real time. It's, you know, you get the last month's data there and there. Now, you know, jobs, it's a very lagging indicator, like, you know, 12 to 18 months, you don't start to see the effect of the jobs market. And so, you know, we've had now a year of raising rates. And so the real effects of us being up this high, well, in America, you know, 5% over here, 4.25, is not really felt yet. So it's almost like, you know, you've got to try. It's like slowing down a super tanker, isn't it? You know, you accelerate a super tanker, and before you know it, you've got to start putting the brakes on because you come into shore and you realise you put the brakes on now, the tanker doesn't stop for another mile and a half or something. So, you know, we've gone too far. We're going to crash into the shore. And that's what's happening, I think, at the moment. The Fed may have gone too far, too fast, too far. And now they're thinking, OK, we've got to start reversing quick. And the last rate they just did, they couldn't have said we're going to stop now because the markets were expecting a 0.25%. And if they did anything that wasn't expected, I think it would spook the markets a bit. But going forward now, they can create the narrative and say, OK, we're going to pause here and wait to see what happens. Because they have to, I think, because they've gone, like I said, the tanker is slowly edging towards a port, and they've got to start putting the brakes on a bit.
Exactly, without looking like they're putting the brakes on
too much. Everything's going. The captain on the bridge there is literally panicking. We're trying to smile through gritted teeth. We're okay, we're in control. You know, blowing the horn. It's a little worrying. Like, that's gold is, of course, rallying as a benefactor of that. So there are, you know, counter-cyclical stocks. In fact, talking about individual stocks and buying, and you know, a lot of people are selling at the moment. But we've covered Atlantic Lithium quite a few times, but there's been some big buys going in there from the director. I spoke to Neil in the week. He purchased personally over £500,000 quid's worth. And then you've got, who else was it? Is there another lady involved?
Amanda Hirst, finance director. She's made two purchases this week that have been announced. So her stake goes up to 0.25% of the company. Punchy money, actually.
It is. Over £400,000 she's done in these two purchases. That's quite a lot. And who's the guy today? I think it was
Len, the interim CEO. Yeah. He's bought some more stock. So they're all taking advantage of the fact that the shares have been bashed down by this short selling report out of the US. That report was wrong in so many ways. Mm. They said they were attacking Pierre Dumont, the American lithium refinery company, and I'm sure they were. But the unintended consequence was that Atlantic Lithium got knocked because they suggested that Atlantic had been improper in the way it had acquired a couple of its licenses, which actually was not the case. It was all approved by the Ghanaian Ministry of Mines and the Ghanaian government. And actually those two licenses that were where allegations were made are not even part of the mining license application for the new Ewoyaa project, it's called, in Ghana. So that project should be the first one off the block, first one into production. The Ghanaian government's taking a little bit of time over it because we know this through other sources. I think they're really being quite careful about what they do with lithium. They see it's going to be an enormous part of their mining industry going forwards. And they want to capture as much value of that in country without stalling the progress. So I don't think the Ghanaians are going to be slow about it, but they're just taking a little bit of time to say, well, exactly how should we allow these mining companies to mine this material? And is there some further processing that can be done in Ghana to add value not only to the government of Ghana, but create more jobs and create a bit more of an industry out there for lithium mine? I mean, I don't think that's going to go as far as making the batteries in Ghana, but I think it'll go as far as just adding a bit more to the product before it gets put on a boat and shipped off to the USA.
Yeah, yeah. And apart from that, the news this week, they did, you know, announce the development stages in the DFS and all that stuff, stage one, stage two, late stages and all that stuff. So there's a bit more meat in the bone. And when you realise that, you know, the lady there who's done sort of 400,000, Miss Amanda Harsas, she's finance director. So she knows her figures, and she knows the kind of return she's after. So they've certainly taken advantage of the drop, haven't they? Both of them, you know, well, three of them, you know.
Well, that's right, and I think, well, why not? They know the company intimately, better than anybody else. Mm. And yes, they're saying, well, this is a great price. This is our opportunity to buy some. And yeah. I think investors should probably follow that.
Well, you have to do your own research. We can't say that, John, because it's highly illegal and you'd be carted off in this day and age of, you know, regulation. But certainly, you know, take a steer from what you think they're doing. It's always a good thing, isn't it? They always say director sales are not that important, really, unless the company's been, you know, posting really increasing losses and stuff in a company. I mean, I talk about companies earning, you know, profits and stuff, but unless there's a change in the finances and all of a sudden you see some of the director selling. But generally, director selling is not a big deal because there's all personal circumstances that people sell for, you know, liabilities, tax liabilities. But when they buy, you should, especially big buys, you should take notice of that. And that's a big buy, you know, talking about what, $500,000 by the chairman and $400,000 by the finance director. That's a decent chunk, you know.
And we know, well, we act as nomad and broker to the company. We've been following it for years, from long before they made these lithium discoveries. But it is transformational. They are a good team.
Yeah. Okay. Let's then. You mentioned last week, quickly, or the week before, Celsius, CLA ticker. Just remind us what they do again, John.
We're a broker to Celsius, and they have a project, the MCB copper mine in the Philippines, and this week they announced that they'd agreed to sell a 30% economic interest in this copper mine to two local Filipino groups for $43 million. Mm-hmm. Now that implies a valuation to us of $143 million, and this is interesting because the market cap's only £16 million. So we think, well, there's a bit of a disconnect. In fact, there's a scoping study which shows a valuation of $463 million. Now, that's not bad. And an IRR, which is probably more important these days, of 34%, which, again, is a very good rate of return. Mm-hmm. So we wrote a report. We published a report earlier on in the week on this project and the company. And we think this is quite good. And yes, I know people might have reservations about the Philippines, but the government has changed. The last president, President Duterte, who had a bit of an interesting reputation for the way he dealt with drug gangs and stuff like that, he's moved on.
He was quite aggressive with fast and loose with guns, wasn't he? Pretty much taking all the
I think he shot one or two of them himself, which is taking the leadership.
Did he do it himself?
I believe so.
He's taking the leadership role a bit too far, isn't it? You mentioned Rishi Sunak doing that. Right, come on, let's go and get them in the back of a car and the police, you know, just maybe filmed for a documentary. That is crazy. That is nuts. So he's no longer there now, is he or not?
No, he has moved on and for whatever reason. And the company is in steadier hands.
I'm not laughing at it being killed. I'm laughing at that's just insane. Actual a leader of a country going shooting. That's just insane, isn't it? Absolutely insane.
Well, clearly they had a problem and he wanted to deal with it, and he felt like
I'm a hands-on kind of guy.
Leading the charge, yes.
Yeah. Doesn't get more hands-on than that. You think the Philippines is,
The management here, they know what they're doing. There's a chap on the board who's a local Filipino who is first class when it comes to dealing with local relations. They've put in all the applications and supporting evidence that they need for the mining license. And these sorts of things are very important. So as soon as they get that license, the production sharing agreement from the Filipino government, then the valuation should take off and the next stage would be financing the full project for the capital cost. I think it's a copper project and everybody loves copper at this point from where we are in the world. If you want to build wind farms and solar farms, you need more copper cables. So we don't see financing copper projects as being a particularly difficult thing at the moment. Although, who knows, I don't know how the banks see the Philippines right now, but I would have thought it's reasonably open for business.
Okay. You're on the previous president, forcing them to give him loans because we understand how he'd do that. Come on, give us the money. Walking in with his bandana on. Okay, marvellous stuff. John, cheers for that. Speak next week.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.